My mother always says that it's always the man's fault. My father always agrees, especially if he's within hitting distance. Gianni. Gianni Santini stepped into his favorite sweet shop and was granted a view that every heterosexual man should dream of. A woman was bent at the waist, picking up change off the floor. The fabric of her red skirt stretched across her full, rounded ass. He sighed and gave a grateful glance up to the heavens. When he returned to his gaze to the woman, he noticed she had stepped up to order. He sighed. There was a god. In the 18 months he'd been stationed in Valdosta, Georgia, he hadn't seen her in Anna's shop. Of course, he rarely made it in on a Saturday morning. He didn't realize he'd been standing there, staring at her, until someone bumped into him from behind. "Excuse me?" a little voice said from behind him. He turned to find an old woman about 5 feet tall, giving him a suspicious look. Considering the way he had been ogling the woman in front of him, there was good reason for it. "Sorry." Then stepped out of the way and turned his attention back to the woman. She had straightened and was at the counter chatting with Anna, the owner. He moved closer and tried to remember if he had seen her before. Okay, he knew for a fact he hadn't seen her before, but he still hadn't seen her face. She wasn't tall, maybe about 5'5", and she had curly light brown hair. Her skin looked like the finest cocoa powder. When he inched closer, he could hear her voice. Deep Georgia threaded her tone, telling him that she was from the area. "I think I'll go for one of your malasadas today. I can't tell you how super happy I am you have friends in Hawaii who taught you how to make those. Although, I have to say my hips aren't that happy." Anna laughed. "Well, figuring my condition, I will refrain from feeling sorry for you." Gianni smiled. Anna was about 8 months pregnant and huge. For such a tiny woman, she carried a massive package in her stomach. She gave the woman her total, and Gianni said, "I'll pay for that." The woman turned to look at him, a questioning smile on her mouth. Right there and then, his brain stopped functioning. She was amazing. A heart-shaped face surrounded by all those springy curls and the most amazing skin. Her eyes, Lord, they were golden. It was the only way he could describe them. His gaze dipped down to her mouth. Holy Mother of God, she had a mouth that would tempt a saint to sin, full with just the tiniest of overbites. "Why would you do that?" It took him a second to realize she was talking to him. "What?" He heard the snickers behind him, but ignored them. "Sorry," he said, his face heating up. Good God, he was blushing. He just thanked God his brothers weren't there.